Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forge tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is
Exclusive. Go! Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang, I always want to remind you, you can take us anywhere, although in restaurants we might be overly clean, which might throw off your game. But if you want to take us everywhere, including restaurants, hotels, even the bathroom, all you have to do really is download the app. You can go to ESPN975.com and download it that way, or go to your app store. And, Nick, getting the app off the app store?
You can get it off the app store. You can go to ESPN975. You go to your local app store, whether you have an Android, you can go to the Google Play Store. Okay. If you have an Apple, you can go to iTunes Store. ESPN Houston or ESPN975, put in the search box.
It sounds absolutely fantastic.
Do we have one for the BlackBerry?
I do not think so.
That's aren't racist. You, aren't That's just
the,
racist.
But wait, aren't you the BlackBerry?
Wait a minute.
See what I did there?
Spreading those rumors around.
Start spreading the news. Okay, so before we get off the topic, Corey wants to get here, and I don't know. I want to take the call, and then I'm a little leery of it. But let's go to Corey on restaurant cleanliness. Corey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
It's actually your friendly neighborhood beer salesman.
What up, what's man? Up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, no, I actually worked in the restaurant industry for about 17 years before I got into what I'm doing now. Dude, I could tell you some horror stories. I've had restaurants where we had to keep the doors locked after opening time because we had to kill a rat in the restaurant and we were chasing it around. But I will tell you that one of the cleanest places I've ever worked out of all the restaurant chains was Starbucks. I mean, they really? Were on their stuff all the time.
Well, then let me be the first to apologize to Starbucks for disparaging their name by saying that whatever barista makes Nick's coffee doesn't wash his hands before he leaves the house. I'm still going to bet money on that. But if they make them wash when they get there, fantastic.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, but Corey, does that include the ones inside grocery store chains and stuff?
Correct. Yeah,
okay,
they all
that's
have to
good.
Follow, even if they're franchises, they have to follow the same standards. Like, they have people that, like, sit out in, like, the parking lot or whatever and just watch what you do, like, when you take the trash out or when you clean the tables or whatever.
Damn.
And they score you and they rank you on it.
I like it. See, because the manager I talked to said she had to go and ask the actual grocery store managers to make sure someone would clean the ice machine out. So that kind of worried me. But Nick, that's my point. And Corey, we appreciate the call, brother, and the loyal listenership. Mom and pop stores aren't going to have that kind of due diligence when it comes to cleanliness.
It just depends. Right, it depends right. on the owners, but yeah, a lot of them don't for sure.
There's a ton of questions coming in. This is the last one I'll read. It's not really a question, but it's a thing because I'm curious to see what you guys would do. But somebody said they were at a restaurant. I won't read the name, but they had a waiter who was a big boy. We'll just say sweating profusely. Mm-hmm. Drop of sweat hits the table, like right in between their food.
Ooh.
You know big boy sweating in the food.
Yeah, when he's struggling to get that tray and balance everything on
you
it.
You just know that if a dude is sweating that much, it's getting in your food. That's so gross. My wife would just be like, oh, hell no. She would just leave. When it comes to that kind of stuff, Nora's just like, no, nope.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, she's just out. Would you?
No, that's kind of nasty.
Ugh, God, that makes me sick just sitting here thinking about it. Okay, we got this question on the text, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this as well. Question says, will McCullers and the Astros put an end to Aaron Judge's MLB leading streak of leading streak of 31 consecutive games with reaching base? So you just need one, right? You just need one game from the weekend. Tonight? Is it the matchup tonight? I'll pull it up.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Give me your thoughts, though, while I pull it up.
Judge hit a bomb the other night that was like a clothesline, like a frozen rope. It didn't get more than maybe 20, 30 feet off the ground and just kept going. But I think if there's one guy, because of how nasty and filthy his breaking stuff is, along with how you know fast his fastball is, I think McCullers would be the guy to do it.
So the matchups, well, the Astros pitchers this weekend is McCullers, Martez, and Fires.
I don't. I like two of the three. I don't let Martez right now is going to have to prove something to me.
Fires and that, you know, 89-mile-an-hour fastball with Aaron Judge in the Crawford boxes. Oh, God, that scares me to death.
Like he might literally knock a ball through one of the numbers on the manual scoreboard.
The Crawford boxes and Aaron Judge just don't seem like a good fit if you're the home team. That scares me more than anything. Yeah, I think, I don't know. So the question is, does he get on base tonight? Does McCullers stop?
They may pitch around him.
That's the thing. I don't know.
If he comes up with two on or the bases loaded or something like that, you know, they're not going to pitch around him with the bases loaded.
But I don't think McCullers stops him, no. Because there's a walk, you know what I mean? Just that short porch, that Crawford boxes is what would worry me more than him drawing a walk or getting pitched around or anything like that.
Folks in the Crawford boxes might want to bring a catcher's mask.
He might double his home runs this weekend. That's so bad.
This dude is so strong. Yeah. And
6'8", right?
Yeah, 6'8", like 270.
Man, that's just crazy.
His exit velocity on his home, I mean, I think he's had something like five that have gotten like around 115 and above.
It's crazy.
And like Correa, the ball that hit the dead center that was up there at the top of the hitter's window in dead center field the other day, I think it got to like 105.
Mm-hmm.
Then imagine he's had five balls over 115.
It's just
that
nasty,
is just
dude.
Ripped.
Yeah. He's Mr. Everything for the Yankees right now. 27 home runs leads the team. 331 average leads the team. 62 RBIs leads the team. So it's gonna be a good series, though, when you look at how these teams rank statistically. So I'll give you batting and pitching stats for both teams. Yankees, third in runs, third in average, second in on-base percentage, third in slugging. That's their batting. The Astros are all really this damn. What's wrong with our internet here? The Astros are second in runs, first in average, first in on-base, first in slugging. These are two of the best offenses.
Astros are first in runs?
Second in runs.
Okay.
First in batting average, slugging, and on-base percentage. From a pitching perspective, Astros are third in ERA, 22nd in quality starts. Not great. Second in whip, second in batting average against. The Yankees, who I think some people are sleeping on their pitching, fifth in ERA, ninth in quality starts, fourth in whip, and third in batting average allowed. So these are two of the premier teams in the American League, both batting and pitching. It should be a good series.
No question about it. And again, it's another barometer for you because you've struggled against two teams this year. Kansas City, who's in the playoff chase, and of course Cleveland, who beat you in both series. You played well in New York against the Yankees, but another series to kind of measure up to see where you're at this point in the season. So it should be fun, and it should hopefully live up to all the hype that people have been giving it for this
weekend.
You're
going to a game this weekend?
I am.
I am. I'm going tonight. Nick, you're not going, huh?
I don't think so. I might change my mind last minute, but
I kind of do want to see McCullers and Judge. That's why part of the reason why I want to go tonight. I was going to go anyways, but now finding out it's McCullers, I'm geeked. I'm ready.
Just go down to the locker room and ask Aoki if he will say something about the Aoki Pokey.
I'll see. Maybe I will.
Right, Nick? Put it on Barry's shoulders. He's going to be at the game tonight. Get down there in the locker room. Get dirty.
Okay.
He'll be right there. Or just be friendly with one of the Asian media members, they might have an in.
That's true.
So take Barry Warner
I might
with you.
Do that. I may go
honestly,
there and just say,
I know, really think that would work.
Take Barry Warner with
there's
you.
There's the
McCann
involved. There's the Jake from State Farm. There's the Springer Dinger. Would you be happy if everyone called it an Aoki Pokey? And we'll see what he says. I'll ask. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get the audio. I've decided I'm doing it.
And then tell our boy why he's hot.
Josh Reddick.
Yeah, and tell him he's better be on the show pretty much weekly.
All right,
we'll be back with a whole lot more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about... Just kidding. Sorry, I broke the fourth wall.
But really
that was
going to do it. I know, I really did too.
These guys are yelling at me about reads and how I panic when Nick's like, just don't forget you got one. And I just start reading it right away.
It's getting me angry on a Friday, man.
Yeah.
No, the other thing is
Nick's already angry.
Nick lets me go, and then it goes to commercial break, and you look at me and go, yeah, you were supposed to do so-and-so there. And I'm like, did you remind me? Doesn't matter. You missed it, so we'll have to try and
I never
make
say
it,
it doesn't matter.
That's irrelevant. We have to try and make it up some other time. Okay, great. Will that be on the log? It doesn't matter.
That's funny. I dig it.
All right, we continue to roll on. You guys have been great today, especially on Twitter. Lots of good GIFs.
Yeah, GIFs.
GIFs.
You pissed a lot of people off saying
GIF. Oh, yeah,
GIF.
I went back in the text line. Didn't see that text that you were talking about, by the way.
Which one?
The one where somebody apparently texted me in all caps and was yelling me about the whole GIF situation.
I deleted them.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, but I'll go find it. I'll see if I can find it.
I question you.
Yeah, because that's what I'm doing. I'm over here making up text because there's just not enough hate and vitriol coming in already.
We don't get enough hate on
that
this,
I need to make up some hate because we don't have enough. Really, Nick? That's what I'm doing with my free time on the show?
It's a Friday.
While the show is
it's
going?
It's 3:20 on a Friday. I haven't picked on you for anything.
Okay. Well, that's what you chose to pick
I'll
on.
I'll think of something else.
Nick, right. You just need to grow some cojones, put your hands on them, and come in here and shake hands with Barry.
Cojones?
Somebody, yeah. Somebody said, seeing as both of you guys are currently like Aaron Judge, I won't read what he says. Well, you guys are filthy. Tell me, Barry, would it be okay for adults to actually wear gloves tonight? No. Seeing as how Aaron Judge is all powerful and hitting line drive home runs.
I said wear a catcher's mask in the Crawford box.
No. Catch it like a man or don't catch it. Catch it like a man or get out of the way and let a man catch it.
Nick, which day next week are we doing Jersey Day?
I'm not doing
Monday,
jerseys.
Tuesday, or Wednesday?
Thursday, Nick. We're going to do jerseys.
All right. Pee on
you
your
better
jersey.
Find some pig blood.
I'm gonna pee on your jersey.
You will not pee on it. Even
Joel,
it be
now Joel's going to turn it into fight guy right now. I will fight you if you pee on my
it will
jersey.
Be sanitized.
That's right.
Even if
clean
I'm wearing,
like a baby.
I'll wear an Alou jersey.
Yeah, well, that would be appropriate then, right?
I still think that's just one of the most disgusting things ever. He didn't wear batting gloves, but he peed on his hands because it made him his hands tougher.
Yeah.
Skin tougher.
Isn't that crazy?
And then people would see him at Papacito's. I was like, oh, God, one, you didn't shake his hand, did you? And two, I hope he wasn't eating his food with his fingers.
Nick, who was the one that drank pee in the
Leota Machida's father.
Yeah, there was somebody else that drank pee too. But
I don't remember. I know Machida's father was really high on that, and I think he taught Machida
urine,
his own urine.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why is this?
It's something that had to do with his training. That he's like an old school. Like his dad is like,
hold on, old school. What old school philosophy says drink your own urine?
I guarantee you that
that's
philosophy,
not old school. That's crazy. That's bad.
Well,
bleep
crazy. But the timing, I bet you that came from a long time ago. I bet you that's been going on for a while.
Jed, you know how your back's bad and your knees are giving out? Drink your pee. You're going to be just fine. You'll be running marathons next week, I promise.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'd be like, you know what, Dad? I just don't want this enough. I'll just tell you right now. If the difference between me being great and me just being in the sport, I'll just be in the sport. I don't need to be great if I gotta drink my own pee.
You drank Mellow Yeller before.
No.
This one's a little more chilled. Put it on ice. Pee on it.
It's a little more tart. Somebody said, okay, Mr. Statsman, what does a quality start mean? A quality start is when a pitcher goes at least six innings and gives up three runs or less. Yep. That is a quality start. So if they can go six and give up three or less, it's a quality start by a pitcher. So there you go. See, we're learning today.
I haven't had a whole lot of them lately, but hopefully that's going to change soon. Those young kids are starting to break down a little bit. It's hard for them to get to the sixth and get through it.
Somebody's still clamoring for an All-Africa Way Back Wednesday from Toto.
No.
Oh, no.
Negative.
No?
And even if you got the...
I do like that. Can we not work that into our show? I love that song.
On the way out, we'll
Why
play
can't it,
it
be like our 3 o'clock hour song? Coming into 3 o'clock, just play Africa.
Stupidest melody to start a song.
Big three with JB, we missed again.
Oh, damn it.
It's a holiday. We'll bring it back.
Three beat. Maybe Big Baller Brand will sponsor the big three with JB.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe I can get you guys some kicks.
No, I'm good.
Barry would
no,
look
I'd
good.
Wear
I don't need to
wear
bust an ass
good the I'll take free kicks. The Laker purple and gold trim at the mall.
Those are so whack.
Yeah, those are actually ugly. I might not. I'll sell those. But the other ones, I might wear the
I
other
might
ones.
Sell any of them.
What?
I might sell any of them.
You might sell them?
Yeah, if I got them for free, I'd turn around and
sell them.
It depends
on the demand.
Bro, if you don't sell them, you're dumb. Like, who would wear those? They're horribly ugly.
Arian Foster. He ordered a pair.
Arian Foster is not going to be caught dead wearing those raggedy-ass shoes in public.
I bet he wears them.
I bet you. I'm going to ask Jason.
Charlamagne bought the slippers, the shoes, everything.
Charlamagne is not wearing those in public either.
I guarantee
he may buy
he's
them to
already
support.
Said it on
he's
the
gonna
air.
Get them plastic Bro. Ass shoes home and be like, you know what? I'm not wearing.
He's wearing
now.
It. I this guarantee you, he's wearing it. Charlamagne is wearing it. He's been very vocal about it too. He's been like one of LeVar's biggest supporters.
We'll see.
Well, if Joel was an MMA fighter, his name would be the Sanitizer.
Me.
Actually, that would be you. Actually, it'd be Barry.
It'd be Barry.
No, apparently that. Well, that's not what the text said, guys.
Well, Barry's the germaphobe on this program.
Yeah,
so
that's
you know.
True. I'm the germaphobe.
Lamont sent us this. I had remembered this story when it first happened, but there was a Cleveland Browns fan. I think they were tailgating, but he stuck his head in a 5-gallon bucket of pee for $450.
Whoa.
It's not bad. I mean, 450.
Whoa! Not
Hold
bad.
On.
450. How long do you have to put your head in the bucket?
Well, I'm
and
sure,
whose pee is it?
Well, I'm sure it's probably the tailgaters that don't want to go to the freaking bathroom.
No way.
Oh, actually, no. Never mind. I thought it was your own pee. I think that makes a difference. That's a deal breaker for me.
Okay. First of all, if you're willing to shove your head in a bucket of piss for $450, even if it's your own,
can you say that?
I don't know. I just did. Did you dump me for that?
Yeah, I did.
Just because he said something, you dumped me for that.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to what you're saying.
Say that to me?
Yeah, and then I say it to you all the time. It never gets him to dump you
because he trusts me.
You say it one time, and what does he do? He goes and dumps me for saying that.
I love how angry he gets when I dump him.
I hate you so much sometimes. Look.
Dumped it again. What you going to do?
I said hate.
People at home don't know that.
Such a jerk. I hate you, Nicholas.
Don't know that.
I hate you, Nicholas. You can't dump it now because it's live in your face. Oh, God. You make me sick.
Like, literally, there's the video of this guy that dunks his head in a bucket of pee for $450.
That is.
So what's your number? Now, 450 is too low.
Dude, that's way too low.
First of all, if it's not, first of all, if it's not my pee, there is no number. If it is my pee, there's still not a number high enough.
And I'm telling
you, it would
you
have
what,
to be in the millions
you know
for me to dunk my head. Even if it was just like a quick bobbin for apples, just like whoop whoop. No, it's got to be really high. Like we're talking several millions, 6, 8, 10 million. I'd do it.
You know those white kind of buckets? They're like you can get paint in them.
Yeah, 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah. So it's a white 5-gallon bucket. Dude Purell's his hair and his head. Takes his shirt off, gets down on his knees.
Why?
Grabs the Purell again, which is not going to help you once it enters the bucket. This bucket is filled to the brim with
That's
pee.
So nasty.
Do it for a second. You got two pairs of Big Baller brand.
No, one pair,
slippers.
$450.
Yeah,
no,
one
the slippers.
Oh, the slippers. Dude, it was quick.
$450?
I'm just saying. It was quick, but it wasn't just the forehead. Like he stares down the bucket, and he goes all the way to the neck.
No, ma'am. No. There's just no.
There's not enough Purell in showers in the world.
$450 is not nearly enough money for
no,
that.
No, sir.
For a bunch of nasty tailgating dudes just over there filling up a bucket? No. No. Lamont, how do you have this in your bookmarks, bro?
What did Lamont say? Did he say he'd do it?
He's the one that tweeted it.
He tweeted the video to us.
By the way, AJ responded. Lamont said AJ losing his mind about the texters.
I saw AJ's response.
He's like, bleep the texters. He lost his mind, dude. That's good stuff. All right, guys. Hey, I want to tell you about my new favorite place to eat in Houston. It's called Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's located at 1901 Taft in Midtown, and I promise you, you're going to love this place. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food, and you need to go check it out. And I've told the story. I'm honest when I tell you that before I ate at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, I had tried Indian food one time. Didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. Couldn't eat it. Never wanted to eat it again. They talked me into going. I tried the food. I absolutely loved it. And it's not just me. I mean, you heard me read a text earlier on the show where someone said, hey, thanks for recommending them. I went out there. It was delicious. You guys are going to love this place. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. They have a ton of fusion favorites for you. Number one, they're known for having the best butter chicken in Houston, hands down. They also have the non-quesadillas. They have a Himalayan heat burger that I had this week. They have wings, sliders. If you don't feel like chicken curry, get the chicken fried steak. That's what it's about. It's all delicious, all authentic Indian food, all made from family recipes. While you're there, make sure you enjoy their full-service bar. You can watch the game, sip a drink. And if you don't want to go, if you don't want to get off the couch, no worries. You can have Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. They're located at 1901 Taft. You can get more information on Facebook at CNI713. That's CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it. And guys, when you go in, make sure you tell Haas and Imran Barry said hello.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Put the finishing touches on a great week and a good show as we head down the FEF Friday line before we turn it over to Mike Liebeschock and AJ in the Blitz at 4. Lots of good stuff. And then, of course, we've been billing the big weekend between the Stros and the Yankees. Free agency starts tonight, boys.
Yeah. What's the one move you predict that's going to happen that people are going to be like, what?
Gordon Hayward's going to sign with a team.
So he's got the player option, right?
He opted out yesterday.
Oh, he did opt out. Yeah. Okay. I did not see that.
So of what I've seen, Hayward opted out but has not scheduled visits. Blake Griffin and Paul Millsap both have meetings scheduled with Phoenix. And they say that Blake Griffin is very high on the Suns.
Okay.
So those are ones that I've seen scheduled. But El Jefe earlier was like, RC Buford to the Spurs is heading to L.A. That means they're going to get Iguodala. Let me break something to you, bro. There are two specific locations when free agency opens. There's New York. There's L.A. The Rockets normally will go to L.A. and rent out like a conference room and or a restaurant backroom table. And they'll probably schedule six meetings in the first 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, just meetings.
Yeah, you just but the players and the agents know to meet there, and the teams know to meet there in one of those two places, and that's where you're going to make the most connections.
So here's a few that maybe flew under the radar you didn't know. I'm just reading some updates from ESPN on their free agent tracker. But this is just to give the peeps some idea. Yesterday morning, Gordon Hayward will take his free agent meeting with the Miami Heat on Saturday, meet with the Celtics and Jazz. Andrew Bogut. Let's see. It says Andrew Bogut will be back on the free agent market Saturday, according to league sources.
He's 2 weeks from any basketball activity, too.
Yeah.
Roughly but 2 weeks from being cleared. He'll probably make $11 million next year. Watch.
You think?
The way the cap is?
Yeah. Indiana Pacers will hire Chad Buchanan as their new GM. Thoughts on that? Anything? No?
He was the assistant GM at Charlotte. But I want to say that he has a pedigree under someone that's a really good GM. I've heard good things about him.
Okay.
So that's why Indiana went that way. I know that the Knicks are talking to David Griffin, the former Cavs GM, but also Sam Presti.
Smart move by the Knicks.
Yeah, I think so. But also Sam Presti, who's in a lot of circles a young genius in Oklahoma City.
Another smart move.
If he wants to get out. But Masai Urugi. from Toronto. But the thing is, they said Toronto and Oklahoma City, it would take some form of transaction with a trade to get those guys free, whereas Griffin's a free agent.
Okay. So this is all from today. These are the three things that ESPN has posted. Soon-to-be free agent guard Drew Holiday is expected to quickly come to terms on a rich five-year offer to remain with New Orleans.
I told you during the year that's a mistake, but he was going to get it.
Bucks are optimistic about coming to terms with a new deal with restricted free agent Tony Snell.
Let him go.
You're not a big fan?
$8 million plus for that three-point shooter. See Ryan Anderson.
Yeah. And then, of course, the one that we told you about on the show, Iguodala doesn't have plans to meet with the Warriors. So
I still think at the end of the day, Iggy ends up back in Golden State. Durant said he's going to take care of the bench because he wants to keep the band together, and they'll all be just fine.
Here's your dates, because a lot of people don't, I guess, know all of these. But your key free agency dates, July 1 free agency begins at 12:01 a.m. Eastern. July 6th, moratorium ends at noon. Signing and trades can be made official. July 13th is the deadline to withdraw. Withdraw qualifying offers to restricted free agents without their consent. July 15th, first-round draft picks become free agents if not given a required tender. That's July 15th. And September 5th, second-round draft picks become free agents if not given a required tender. So there's your free agent dates.
Yeah, and
Griffin to Phoenix, though, why? Like, I'm not a fan of that, man.
Just strictly from a city perspective, the Phoenix Scottsdale area is fantastic.
Yeah, Sean is real high on Scottsdale. Like, he's been telling me a lot about it.
It is amazing. And it's clean, and there's a ton going on, and you don't have winter. But from a roster perspective,
see, you don't have winter as an out for me. That's a deal breaker. I want winter.
Well, you live in Houston your whole life.
Yeah.
If you're experiencing winter through Houston eyes, you won't have winter
either.
You get
like 2 weeks.
Of what, 50-degree temperature?
No, there's about 2 weeks where you can buy. The worst investment I ever made was a big down jacket, like a really big, thick. No. I've used that thing once when I went to Colorado.
I was gonna say, if you travel.
No.
Or if you come from where I come from, you have them because you need them. But here, no.
Winter sucks.
But Scottsdale's fantastic. I'm just from a roster perspective going, they've got a glutton of point guards. You have Devin Booker, who's a really good young player. And a bunch of really poorly drafted players, starting with a guy like Alex Lynn, that you're going, what the hell were they thinking there? I don't know. I mean, other than the city and a whole lot of money, are you going to win in Phoenix? Not in the near future, I don't
know.
Right?
No. Not unless they get it together quickly.
And I think the other thing, too, from a Rockets fan's perspective, is you got to keep an eye on the Knicks situation, because they're now not going to do anything with Carmelo till they fill the presidency. And that might take a while. And in the meantime, ownership and otherwise are thinking there's no reason to buy him out and not get anything for him, which hurts the Rockets because they're running out of assets to trade and or clear room for trying to go after a premier free agent. And they were hoping that they would just sign Carmelo on the cheap. If the longer the Knicks wait, the more it kind of handicaps what the Rockets are trying to do.
Yeah.
I hope that was the interested, yeah, and not the.
It is.
I wasn't listening.
I don't always have an answer.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Nick? Yeah.
Were you listening? What did he say?
Really? Really?
You're stuck right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, because I'm trying to catch up on the text, too.
By the way, going back to the hand washing thing.
Okay. Are we doing that? We're going to go back?
Just for a second. There are several state and federal requirements that need to be followed while running a business in the USA.
Googled the rules.
And posting hand washing posters is one such mandatory requirement.
You could post it, but
they're posted in the bathroom.
That's what I was saying, is that you had to put that sign that it was required.
Yes, in the bathroom. What you said, go back and listen to the show. I'm not one to throw stones right now, though.
He got busted.
Yeah, I did. Not totally. They don't have them in the kitchen for when you first get to work, which is what you were trying to say. Of course they have them in the bathrooms in all restaurants.
But that's what I said.
No, that's not what you said.
I said they're posted.
Joel, who's right? Settle this, Mom.
You both are.
Okay. You weren't listening either.
He was the one.
Wait.
It's like, wait a minute. What?
Wait, no, let me give you the Barry. Yeah.
That's how you know he's not listening?
No, yeah, it's exactly when you know he's not listening.
I caught the tail end of it, but I was trying to decipher this 95-page text about Jack in the Box where I'm not reading that. And then I got thrown off because someone said Juan Marquez drinks his own pee.
Didn't you guys say that?
That's a boxer, though.
That's a boxer, though.
He said it was on HBO 24/7.
Yeah. So that's what threw me off. That and this text. This is where I really couldn't listen anymore. because this text said, I would pay $450 to stick my head in a bucket of J-Lo's urine. What?
J-Lo? Man, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. People, what the hell is wrong with our listeners? This is why AJ doesn't read the text.
This is why you do on a daily basis.
Right. Oh, and by the way, to your point, this is a texter. 0% chance that Carmelo goes to Houston. He and D'Antoni don't get along. We've talked about that. Yeah, we talked about it.
Jeez. So before you guys run out and download the new Jay-Z album, I want to tell you guys right now about Window World Houston. They are simply the best window people around. But they're in Houston, and they're in your backyard, and they're perfect to help you lower your energy bills and get you top-quality windows at a fair price that are going to save you money. It's a fantastic business. They carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, and the best part about it is there's no hassle, no stress, no pressure. You call Window World. They come out. They give you a free written estimate. They tell you how they can lower your energy bills and improve your overall heating and air conditioning by giving you top-quality windows that keep the temperature the right in and the wrong out. They do everything they said they're going to do and more, but then they go away. And if you want them to come back and do the work, you either call them or hit them up on the internet, or they won't bother you again. Like I said, no stress, no pressure, no anybody trying to knock down your door trying to get the business, because they believe in what they sell, and they know that what they sell is a quality product. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, this show flew by
super fast.
A super quick Friday program.
I don't know what text this was, but it just says Barry is right, and that's text of the week. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about, but...
Oh, the text just said Barry is right.
Just says Barry is right. Now, they might have meant Barry Warner. I don't know.
That's when...
But!
I think that's when Barry was saying just...
Carson is asking if you texted that in.
I did.
Definitely possible.
I absolutely... That's probably my mom. Probably moms. Shout out to moms for having my back on the show.
One mom has your back on this show.
Forget all the crazy stuff. I just want to see Barry sneak another woo in on the blitz. No. The vitriol.
The day. It's the mother.
That was my shining moment.
You cut it a little short there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I didn't want to go. I don't know if Fred Fowler's listening. He might come in here and
yell. Yeah, Canada? Copyright infringement?
Because he downloaded the app, which everyone should do. Everyone should download the app and be like Fred Fowler. Be in Canada.
Listening.
Canada.
On the app.
Oh, yeah, don't you know, you betcha. And you can have the app and listen to us, too, all day long like a good organization.
All texting, no tweeting wanted to know if it was R. Kelly that sent the text about J-Lo and the bucket. Could be.
Possible.
Very well could be.
There ain't nothing wrong.
Although J-Lo is still, she's still got it going on.
Now, I have a feeling I'm being set up for something because there's another text that just come in and said, Barry is funny and right. I don't know what's going on. Am I being set up for something? What's happening? Is my sister listening now? What is going on here?
Well, do you recognize the number?
Because we know mine is.
I don't know whose numbers these are. I don't know. I'm just reading the text.
Mine just randomly sends me pictures that relate to topics we've talked about. I'm like, let me scratch my temple. Wait, you're listening, aren't you? I don't know how I figured that out on my own.
Yeah. No, my mom said that she was going to find a picture of me in my ninja outfit and find a picture of me in my parachute pants. And I'll tweet them out if she does.
That a girl.
She also talked about finding a picture of when the time my sister dressed me up in a ballerina outfit, and I told her no.
When is your mom coming on to break down the moves of Daryl Morey?
Never. Never in a million years.
She's a Rockets fan. She's performed on that court.
She's a fan. There's a lot of Rockets fans that we're never having on the show.
But we have no choice. We hear from them every day.
Well, I think it'd be kind of cool.
No.
Look, Beret. Look, Beret.
Joel.
I just unblocked you, Beret.
Did he unblock me? What's his handle?
At SW... Boy, I got to look it up now.
Hmm? Because you said he unblocked me, right? Because he was taking a... Apparently, Kurt Lowe was taking a bunch of shots at me on Twitter.
We didn't. Remember, you said you're going to... The next time he calls, that you would check only when the next time he calls. Remember?
Yeah.
So we never checked.
So he was sending him to me and Nick, but then when I called him out on it, he said he had unblocked you.
Yeah. So what's his handle? I want to see
I'm
if he did.
I'm looking it up, Chief. I mean, I don't just fire that off. Like, okay.
You should have it memorized.
At SWHTown30.
Oh, I guess you got to spell town right, huh?
Yeah. That would help.
Why are there so many SWH towns?
Because it's Southwest Houston, bro. That's how they roll.
Is that really what it is? Oh, I was like, there is a lot of those.
I'm just guessing that's what it's.
I don't even see that on here.
Capital S, capital W, capital H, capital T, OWN 30.
Nope. I guess not.
Then you're out.
You know what? Sorry.
Thought you were in?
I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling good. Now, you told me about this Jay-Z thing, and I wanted to get your opinion and Nick's opinion on the wife part of it. So tell the people.
So Jay-Z's album dropped. Everybody's been waiting for it, the 444 or 444, as it may be, and supposedly that's their lucky numbers. Both were born on the 4th. I think something to do
with it. Yeah, get to the rap part.
So there are several tracks, including one where he kind of gets into the whole Lemonade thing and whether or not he cheated, and with the what's the chick's name, Becky with the good hair, he references. But in one of the songs called Kill Jay-Z, he goes after Halle Berry's ex, Eric Benet.
Okay.
All right. As part of the lyrics, you almost went Eric Benet, let the baddest girl in the world get away. I don't even know what else to say. N-word, never go Eric Benet. To which Eric Benet tweeted, hey, yo, Jay-Z, just so you know, I got the baddest girl in the world as my wife, like, right now.
So this dude, Eric Benet, is married to a chick named Manuela Testolini. Google it. Manuela, M-A-N-U-E-L-A, Testolini, T-E-S-T-O-L-I-N-I.
Did you use that with, can I get an alternate definition?
Ding!
Thank you.
Sorry, Eric, but Manuela is not the baddest chick on the planet.
No can do.
She may not even be the baddest chick on your street. Like, she doesn't look all that hot. She's all right. She's just okay.
Especially if you're near Jenny from the block, if you know what I mean, Nick.
Yeah, she is nowhere near in the league of Halle Berry.
Prince's ex-wife?
I don't know. I see a bunch of pictures of her with Prince. Yeah, is it Vanity? That's not Vanity, though, is it?
No, Prince was actually
because I've seen Vanity pop up
married for a short period of time.
But is that her original name was Vanity? Is it Vanity?
Not, that's not Vanity. Vanity is now deceased. But Vanity never married.
Vanity's what?
Yeah,
Vanity. How do I not know all of
married.
These?
He was married to her from 01.
I'm the worst.
I want to say cancer, but Vanity passed away about a year ago. Apollonia's still alive.
I'm the worst at keeping up with celebrity deaths.
Yeah. By the way, you guys should probably circle back on your whole.
Yeah, she sure did
pool
die.
That you did.
Oh, yeah. The death pool. Yeah, so this chick.
Can't you do like a Wikipedia to see if she was married to Prince?
Who? Manuela Testolini? Yeah. I see a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, she was. She banged him at least once. 2001 to 2006, they were married.
So
they
sexed. That was Prince's marriage.
Yeah, so they sexed at least once. But now you're getting Prince's sloppy seconds at least.
Ow,
no one wants to follow Prince.
That was Prince's second wife.
Second wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. But she's nowhere near as hot as Halle Berry. She may not be as crazy as Halle Berry. Okay. Not nearly as hot. So I'm sorry about that. I mean, do you guys disagree? Did you look up her? Nick, what do you think? Is she hot?
Oh, no, I'm with you. I don't think she's that hot.
She's not even that. Like, she's not even hot to me. Yeah, she might be cute. You, Joe?
Yeah.
Nah? Doesn't do nothing for you, right?
Right.
Yeah, he definitely downgraded from Halle Berry.
Especially when if you put in a lineup, Beyonce, Halle Berry, and her.
Because Beyonce would be relevant to the baddest chick on the planet, right?
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah, she's a distant third. You might even give her fourth and there's only three.
Yeah, forget by Felicia. It'd be by whatever her name is.
Manuela. Testolini. That sounds like either
a sports car
or some sort of noodle.
Yeah?
I'm having some Testolini tonight.
How
good is the Testolini, eh?
Can I get the Testolini with red sauce?
It's okay. It tasted like a prince.
with a side of meatballs.
Sorry, that was inappropriate. Wow. I apologize. I'm just so ready for vacation. I'm looking at the clock going, God, hurry up, please. I cannot wait to...
Nick is too, because he's like, I'm in the co-pilot seat.
I just cannot wait. Oh, you know what? And I was talking mess at the break saying how I'm out of here, I'm going home. I forgot I'm going to the Astros game tonight.
Yeah, you are, because you're going to go hold Aaron Judge, and then you're
going to hold him?
Yeah.
Man, Mr. Judge, question for you. Can I hold you? What? Like, why would I? I'm going to hold him.
You're going to make sure he's out of the lineup.
No. You want me to Nancy Kerrigan him?
Or you, either that or you can just cup him.
No. Negative.
But you're going to talk to Aoki?
I am going to try to talk to Aoki.
Who else are you going to talk to?
That's it. I'm going to try to talk to Aoki.
Barry Warner's going to be your interpreter with Aoki.
What time is he leaving the game? That's when I'll get there.
Who? Laminac. Warner. I'll meet you in the press
Warner
box.
Leaves early.
Laminac.
Warner leaves like...
By five? If I hang
but
around,
he likes
for
to go to day games, so he may not. I think he said. I think he said on the air that he is going to this.
You know why? Because there's probably people in the New York media that are over 70 that Barry had a memory with back in the day that he needs to connect with.
That could be true too.
Somebody sent me a thing said it's Haley, not Holly. You know what? I'm going to need you guys to stop texting the show.
It's a hole. No matter how
it's
you look
Holly
at it,
it's Holly Berry, not Haley. Berry.
Yeah, I've always said Holly Berry. If I've been saying if it's Haley Berry, I've been saying it wrong my entire life.
And so is everyone on TV.
Nick would have had to hit the button on me there because I was about
you almost
to just,
said something
I was
bad.
About to just like you know what, on a Friday I'm done.
I would have missed it
that.
Anyway. So,
but if Berry did it, you'd have had it.
Now, he didn't even have to swear, and I'll dump him.
Yeah, that's true.
Anytime
that's,
I can,
because that's the kind of man you
limit
are.
Limit his voice
you
on this
coward. Dump that, you coward. Don't you dump that.
I was tempted to.
Don't you, please.
You're like, you don't want.
Lamont said, guess what, Barry? Michael Jackson is dead, too.
What? What? Next thing you're going to tell me, we landed on the moon. Get out of here.
How do you. Boy, Vanity was fine as hell, too.
Yeah, she was. I forget a lot of. Like, one day I was talking about Marvin Zindler. I made a Marvin Zindler joke, and they were like, he's dead. I was like, oh, yeah. I made another joke, too, about somebody that passed. I'm like, really, I need to be careful. I've been making jokes about dead people. That ain't cool.
No, not cool at all.
I mean, I don't care, but that's still not
nice. It's like
nice.
Reading text without screening them and then getting stopped mid-sentence.
Yeah. What kind of idiot would do that?
By the way, because your weekend should be great, I want to give you something to think about that should mess with it appropriately. Barry Warner still has sex. He verified it. So with that being said, we have had another full week. Mr. Laminack will enjoy several days of vacation.
5 days.
Quick Fun. Nick will be on the other side of the glass, so it'll be good to get the man who's getting more radio reps than all of us to get back on the other side of the show. And we'll continue to flow from there. So Shock and AJ are next with a weekend edition of the Blitz. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you next week right here on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.